We continue the series Following Jesus, and we're looking at the greatest love, or the great command, this morning again as we follow up with the greatest love for last week. And we are in Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 28. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he asked, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" "What is written in the law?" he replied. "How do you read it?" He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself." "You have answered correctly," Jesus replied. "Do this, and you will live." May the Lord bless his word to our hearts and minds this morning. Well, as we look at this love of children this morning, which is perfect and fitting for Mother's Day, and to see the family and the children there, the whole house group there is just beautiful. But I saw this on the internet, and maybe you did too, but I thought it was really great. So it was this Peanuts cartoon, and there was Charlie Brown leaning against one side of the tree and Peppermint Patty leaning against the other side of the tree. And Peppermint Patty says over to Charlie Brown, she says, "What's been your greatest surprise of this whole coronavirus thing?" And Charlie Brown thinks for a moment, and he replies, "It's done what no woman has been able to do. Canceled all sports, shut down all bars, and kept men at home." And everyone said, amen. All right. Well, happy Mother's Day. I think this is one of the most unusual Mother's Days that we've ever experienced, but maybe one of the most important as we begin to think about and slow down in our lives and think about all the things that mothers do and the foundation that they are for our lives and really put us on a trajectory for the future and always are there for us. And so as we think about this morning, last week we looked at this great command or the greatest love, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. We talked about the greatest love and what that means to us as we discover how we love God, and we said that we love him because he first loved us. And we feel that healing relationship with God, and God fills us with his love so we can love him. And we also discover how we can love ourselves. Many of us have wounds in our hearts and lives for one thing or another in the past. And so we discover God's love as a healing love for ourselves. And then we discover there's that horizontal aspect, which is we learn to love our neighbors. And we're leading into that horizontal aspect today and the weeks ahead. And so I want to think about this morning about loving our children, how very, very important that is in our lives, and to expand that a little bit too. And so, as I said, this incident took place, and it's recorded in all the synoptic gospels in one form or another. And this attorney comes to Jesus and asks, what's the greatest, most important thing in all the world? How to inherit an eternal life? And Jesus, in this moment, turns it around on this attorney and says, how does it read to you? What do you think? You know, it's one thing to know the answer. It's another thing to do the answer. But this attorney knows the right answer because he's probably been listening to Jesus. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And we broke down what all that meant last week. You can check that out online. But then he even has the next thing, which is really important, and love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus says, you've answered correctly. Do this and you will live. Now that last little phrase has an edge to it. We'll sort of discover that a little bit more next week. But think about it. Do this and you will live. And that word live isn't just sort of, you know, you're going to exist. It's you'll discover life. You'll discover life abundantly and life overflowing and what that means. And so as we think about Mother's Day today, I want to think about loving our children, what that means, and of course appreciating all that our mothers do. And I said last week how that I think that for many of us, even as we sort of think about reopening and when do we reopen and all those kinds of things, that this time for everyone has been sort of a reset. And for a lot of folks, it's meant to just slow down and be at home. And sometimes we don't take our homes, we don't really take them with as much appreciation as we should. And so this has been a time where we're at home. And we're sheltering in place. And so all of a sudden it's, you know, we're looking at each other and sometimes we're just sort of passing in the night. So now we sort of slow down. And then I said, you know, we have a chance to reset and think about how we want to rebuild our lives. And for other folks, their lives have been so busy, they've been on the front lines, whether it's the medical field or police, firefighters, people in community service, so many other kinds of duties that maybe we took for granted before, we never should have. But all of a sudden, those folks are really busy, we really appreciate what they're doing, but in their busyness, they're also discovering what are the most important things in life and how their trajectory might change in the days and weeks and even years ahead. And so for all of us, we're offered this moment to sort of reset our lives. And I think that's happening not just across our community and across our country, but around our world. People are sort of rethinking things. And so I said this greatest command, this greatest love that Jesus and this attorney share in this moment is something that we can lay a foundation on, that we can build our lives anew on, that we can use as a reset. And for mothers, we've discovered, again, all the incredible things that they do, and now they're doing even more. We have so many mothers who, in addition to doing all the other things they're doing, maybe cleaning the house and fixing meals and organizing everybody and sending them out and then going out into workday themselves, they've now all of a sudden they're the teacher and they're the school counselor and they're the principal and now they're also the lunch lady, right? So they're doing all these things and more, and some of the women are doing that along with being a nurse or a doctor or other medical profession. And now more than ever, we need to say Happy Mother's Day from the very bottom of our heart. And so we appreciate our mothers and we learn to love our children. And I think in the busyness of our lives, I've discovered it, maybe you have too, to go back and think about how important our children are. I mean, so many times maybe we're thinking about what they're going to do in life, and we're always thinking about the next time and the next day. But now is a chance to say, you know, sometimes we just need to hit the pause button, and we just need to gather around the table or in the living room or dining room, wherever we are, and to say, whatever else happens, we love you. You can never say that too often. We love you. And this may be, even as we face the challenge and adversity that is very unique in every kind of way, I'm reminded of the stories my mother used to say about the Great Depression. And I sort of grew up, and we got tired of this, and we used to make fun of it all the time. But my mother would say about these things that happened in the Great Depression, you know, you think you have it bad, but back in the day, in a Great Depression, you know, we worked all the time. The family worked, and they had a garage, and they had a little restaurant, and the kids were working, everybody's working. And she'd talk about that, and there'd be this kind of a wistful longing there, too. And we'd get like, oh, Mom, seriously? You know, why do you think they call it the Great Depression? Get over it. And she would say, I think, or relate in some way or another, what a lot of people who've gone through that and have the wisdom of, and say, you know, it was the worst of times, and it was the best of times. And you think, what are you talking about, all this adversity? And I think the thing that would come out, and I've heard it from different people, and I certainly heard it from my mother, is that, you know, it was difficult, it was challenging, but we really knew what was the most important thing in life. We really cared about our family, we all worked together, and we knew that we were going to make it through because we were together. And I think that that's a secret right now, and we need to pass that on to our kids. In the midst of whether it's the sort of a slowdown or busyness that's unique to this time, is to just lean into love and tell our kids that we love them. Whatever else that we're doing, whatever challenge we're facing, and there's a lot of financial stress, I know there's some stress of loved ones who are ill or people that we know that are friends or friends of a friend, and we look and we see all this and we pray. And maybe we reflect, and I encourage us to pray, but in the midst of this, to look around at those we love and to say, hey, I love you. I love you. And I think we're taking that into the church family and the broader church family as well. And I think it's so important in our lives. And so we don't want to just put this on the shoulders of our moms. I mean, for me, my mom is without a doubt the most influential person in my early years of life. And even now I talk to her when I've got decisions to make, or I just simply ask for her to pray for me and even for this church family, and it means a lot to me. And so, mothers, what you're doing is the most important job in the world. And for all of us, we need to lean into this and say, hey, we love our children. That makes so much of a difference. I know that we don't want to put one more thing on our mothers, but I think it's already been kind of there, which is that they're also kind of one of the faith leaders in our family. And as Tamara has shared, and so great for the rest of the house family to take that off her shoulders this morning. It was beautiful, but you know, to be able to share our faith. And I don't think what it means is that we need to know all the answers, right? I think what it means is to say that God's love for us is the most important thing in the world, and that we can lean into love. We may have doubts, we have struggles, we may not know all the answers, but we know that the foundation for love is to know that God loves us and to learn to love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength. And I'm reminded that in 1 Timothy, in the first chapter, Paul is writing from prison in what may be, well, his one of his last letters to Timothy. He hopes to see him, and he shares that Timothy, even though he is his sort of son in the faith, whom he has mentored through all these years and been with him on all these missionary trips, he acknowledges that Timothy's faith comes from Lois and Eunice, Timothy's mother and grandmother. And so these women instilled their faith into Timothy, and Paul admired that and encouraged Timothy to fan the flame of his faith that they had instilled in him, even as he encouraged them in his ministry. And so that's so important in our lives. One of the people that I admire is Joe Gibbs. And Joe Gibbs, of course, was a famous coach of the Washington Redskins back in the day when they were a great football team. And now is head of one of the great NASCAR racing teams. And both those sports are finding some adversity right now. But he shared at one point in his life, he said, you know, everybody knows my name. Everybody acknowledges that I'm a great football coach, and now I'm sure he'd say a great NASCAR coach and head of a team. He says, but you know, what I do isn't nearly as important as my wife, Pat. Every day she takes care of the kids. Every day she sets the direction for our family, including him, and helps him along the way, and no one really knows her face, and few people even know her name. He said, but years from now and even into eternity, what I did and what I accomplished will fade in some sense. But what she did will go on for all eternity. And I know that, and I appreciate that. And so for all of us to wish our mothers happy Mother's Day, to appreciate them and to love them and to help them to love our children, because our children are the most important things in life, the most important people in life. I think we share that around the world. And so to know that time around the table, that time around, maybe it's dinner and a movie, and I hope everyone out there will make their mom dinner today or something that's going to help take one of those duties off their plate and to do something special for them. But surely to say, I love you, and to know what they do is the most important duty that any of us can do, and we all should share that responsibility to love our kids and to slow down and to tell them that we love them, even if we don't have all the solutions to what we're going in through right now or all the answers to faith, that God's love for us and our love for them is unchangeable. The other thing I'd like to challenge us to do is maybe to widen our circle just one notch or two for all of us. And I think for that, what it means is to learn to love the children of the world and to treat them as they're all our children in some sense. Of course, our closest family is always important, but to sort of take that out there and to say, you know, we really care about the struggles of the children of the world. And I know right now there's political divisions within our country, and there's some tensions around the world, and some people are finger-pointing and all this other kind of thing. You know, whatever your view of that is, I think we can look at the kids and say, the kids don't have any fault in this. Let's extend our love and our care and compassion to kids around the world. When we think about 11% of the population of the world is living on $1.90 or less and facing the struggle with that. And we think of the kids that are facing poverty or don't have educational opportunities, or we think of those who don't have good parents to care for them, or you're just the malnutrition that's out there, and unbelievable kinds of things. And sometimes, you know, if we just say the numbers, it just weighs on us in amazing ways, and it just feels so heavy, or we just become so distant from those numbers. But to just sort of say, hey, we care about the world, what's one thing that we can do? And I think when we lean into that, we discover new kinds of things. My daughter had been at home, other than a few walks, for, I think it was 6 weeks until last week. And our first event out was the Grant's House Celebration Parade. And so I thought that was a great thing to do because Grant's house, and she did too. Grant, of course, will always have a very special place in our heart. But the mission of Grant's house, of course, is to reach out for special needs kids. And I know 700, 900 kids plus their families and young adults are being helped by that mission. It really is a mission. It really is a ministry. And so all these people decorated their cars. We couldn't do our normal fundraising fish fry with all the music, but we still did that and raised money for this great mission and ministry. And many of those families face extra struggles and know what love and support is all about. And so to be able to do that, and when you do that, I think you discover a new love that is even greater. We find that love shared isn't love watered down. We find that love shared is love that is multiplied. And so whatever it is for you, for a lot of us, Grant's House is certainly a big part of that and an amazing ministry, and so it's so great to have the House family here today. But I know many in our community are struggling to put food on the table, and so we have folks who are donating food, so we give to the food bank. I spent a couple days, the last couple weeks, on going up to Gary, Indiana, to be part of a food bank. People were doing a drive-through and had special permission in order to do that, and saw a lot of families with a lot of need and a lot of appreciation and love. I didn't go for that, but boy, I felt like I came away being blessed 10 times more than anyone that we served. And one lady, she had walked away and with her groceries, and she didn't have a grocery cart or anything, and there was quite a bit of food. There was like some frozen meat and canned goods and all this stuff, and she was older, and I said, well, do you need to take several trips? Or she said, oh, I'm just going to carry this. And I thought, you're not going to carry this. I said, where do you live? And she said, well, just over there. I said, I'll carry it for you. You know, so I carried it over there. You know, honestly, it was kind of heavy for me. I was going, how is this lady going to do this? And so we went to this home that I could see from there. And, it was a home where she was definitely challenged. And then the thing she said several times when we got there, she says, I just want to bless you. I want to bless you. And she said a little prayer, and I just, I felt blessed. But I didn't do it for that. And I think when we share our love and our gifts to others, and, I kind of listened to her story as we walked over there. But, as we reach out our hearts and share, we find that God always fills in what we give out with extra love. And so during this time, we know that families are struggling at home, whether it's in our community, our country, around our world. Man, there's families that just, what we take for granted, they do not. Think of that. More than 11% of the world's population living on less than $1.90 a day. So I think sometimes the challenge we're going through right now, maybe that helps us to understand and have a little bit more empathy with folks and to share from the abundance that God has given us. And I'm reminded that Jesus said, inasmuch as you've done it to the least of these, you've done it unto me. And so if that helps, then that's great. I don't think that's why we need it, but I think sometimes you have a Jesus moment where you think, wow, I think God was right there present walking with us. And I felt that when the woman said, I just want to bless you. And she just said it in such a way, it was like, man, I felt blessed. So I had some things that happened later in the week. I thought maybe that was her blessing. And I'm going to tell her that if I see her again. But as we think about Mother's Day and we think about loving our children, how important that isn't like the end of the list. And I know what we do in our professional lives and, in our volunteer lives and all those things, those are important too. But, the most important thing is loving our children. That lives on from generation to generation. And then to allow that to inspire us along with them to teach them to love the children of the world, to broaden our concept of who our children are. And when we do that, we share God's love in a way that we will discover is one of the most important foundational truths of our life. We'll close with a couple thoughts, and one is that there's a little-known writer, unless you're from Pennsylvania, from the Pennsylvania Dutch, known as, his name is Conrad Richter, and he wrote this story one time, which I think is just great, and the story is of this steel tycoon who was the most successful steel tycoon in the area, and so everyone would ask him the secret to his success. And he would always reply that he had a secret source of iron that made his steel better than anybody else's. Well, all of his competitors would search all over that area of Pennsylvania trying to discover his secret source of iron so they would have steel as good as his and be as successful as him. But later in life, he shared that his secret source of iron was not some iron ore in the ground, but his secret source of iron was his mother. And the reason for that, you probably know, is that his mother instilled in him the faith that he needed in life, the strength that he needed to face challenge and adversity, the integrity to run a business, the kind of care and compassion that all of us need to be successful in whatever we do in life. She was his secret source of iron. I think a lot of us can relate to that today. I could say that of my own life, that my mother, down in Florida, but for all of my life, has been a secret source of iron, a secret source of strength and integrity and values. And when things are shifting and getting difficult, I know that that love from her is a foundational element, and her faith and prayers breathe into my life is a secret source of strength. Wherever you are in life right now, I encourage you to do something special for your mom. And for all the moms out there, I want you to know you got a lot to do, even more than before, but you don't have to do it alone. God is there. Our Lord is there to strengthen you and to breathe into you today, this morning, an added portion of love. So lean into his grace and strength. And for the rest of the family, let's wish our mothers happy Mother's Day, share some love, and share some of the duties, and we will make this a time, and we will reset our lives for a better life to come. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, as we think about Mother's Day, we know that you, when you came into the world, picked a very special mother in Mary. And we know that Mary did so much in raising young Jesus and breathing your love into him even. And he treasured that love. She was there as an encourager all through our Lord's life and was there at the foot of the cross, there at the tomb, and there for the resurrection. Lord, we thank you for our mothers. Help us all to learn the lesson of how important it is to love our children, even as we're busy with so many other things. This is the most important thing we can do. And Lord, help us to make room in our hearts and lives for the love of other children around our world. We pray this in the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord. And all God's people said, amen.